Oh me, oh my, it's JJ, it's hockey time. Let's go with my buddy Weldon. Let's talk some Dallas Stars hockey. You ready? Hit the music.
Good, how are you?
I'm battling a case of the hiccups right as the light turns red. Go figure.
Oh, this should be a fun show.
Okay, it's all up to you. I'll just be sitting here holding my breath for what? 2 minutes?
Hey, if you can hold your breath for 2 minutes, man, you're better than me. Oh, so how's it going?
I'm fantastic, man.
Good game last night. You enjoyed it?
Yes, sir. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I think
I saw every minute.
I think they got their legs back under them again. So, you know, the road does the boys good.
Isn't that a little like what's the word?
Odd.
That one will work. I was thinking something else, but it wasn't coming to me. It, like, ironic, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They were good on the road last year. Right now, I think they said in the show last night that they're the second best road team in the league.
Are they really?
I'm pretty sure that's what Sevy said, which, I'll take that.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, they haven't been horrible at home, you know, those last few games. They did kind of fall apart a little bit there. You know, I don't know if it was, you know, the turkey from, you know, Thanksgiving that, you know, they kind of fell asleep there in the third and, you know, so.
See, now I can shoot back with this. How many of those guys are actually American?
But think of most of them have wives that are American.
Do they really?
I'm sure there's probably a pretty good chunk of them.
Shoot, I didn't even think of that. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
Because you think of Tyler's girlfriend's American.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie's fiance is American. Pav's. I'm sure most of the girls that they're, you know, at least the guys that are have recently come here. Friends are probably, or wives, you know, I think probably be mostly girlfriends, are probably American.
So in the case of Wyatt Johnston, he was probably with Pavelski.
I didn't see any pictures of Wyatt with the family because it looked like Joe went back to Wisconsin.
Oh, well, that sucks, poor kid.
Well, from Instagram, from the plate that Sagan walked out with, there looked like there was a lot of food at Sagan's house. And that's usually where all the parties are handled at, is at Tyler's house.
I was just about to say, I don't know the guy, never met the guy, but he always seems like whatever he does, he has to do it big.
Yeah. Well, It looked like Tyler's family was in town. I'm sure either his family was in town and then his wife's, I'm sure her family's, you know, here in Dallas. So, you know, but yeah, from, from what few Instagram feeds I saw from, you know, from guys, it looked like, you know, everybody was having a good time. So
tryptophan hangover.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. It was like, okay, well, you know, we'll see what happens. So
tell you what, that stuff stole my ambition. I'll tell you that for sure.
Oh yeah. I didn't want to do anything that night. You know, I was up for, you know, sitting there thinking, oh man, there should be some college football on tonight, or, you know, or something, but nothing, you know. I wasn't watching any NFL football, so. All Saturday, you know, I sat there and watched, you know, the UT game while I was at the Stars game. This Saturday, I'll be doing the same thing, you know. So, because, of course, they put the Big 12 championship at the exact same time that Dallas is playing, you know.
Oh, gosh.
So, I'm taking my tablet to the game with me this time. I'm going to at least be able to see it a little better. So,
hang on. What? You're going to watch a game while you're at a game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, this is the Texas and the Big 12 championship. This is something we were hoping for all year. So, hell yeah, I'm going to watch it.
All right, right on.
It's only the Lightning, you know, so.
Only the light. Oh, man.
Only the Lightning, you know. They're not doing too good this year, but I'm sure we'll get, I think their main goalie was back, is now back, so.
Oh.
Vasilevsky.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, he slipped my mind for a second, so.
Me too.
I was like, "Oh, what was his name again?" So, but I'm glad he came out of whatever back surgery, whatever happened to him, you know, because he is one of my favorite goalies to watch, just because he is so good. So I just need him to be crappy on Saturday. So,
yeah, that would be our luck that it isn't that way.
Yeah,
I mean, Tampa seems to. I don't want to say they seem to own us, but man, I feel like I know what's coming anytime I see them rolling to town.
Yeah. Oh, it's always a good game. It's either a blowout or it's a goalie duel. So I figure Wedge will probably play tomorrow night in Calgary, and then Jake will be in net for the Lightning on Saturday.
Oh, God, I hope so.
I mean, Wedge has been playing really, really good this year.
Yeah, I mean, true.
You know, I know both of us were, you know, kind of down on him and, you know, and hoping for a good season. But, I mean, he's kind of surprised me. He has played really, really solid. So, you know, maybe that little extra time with, you know, Jeff Reese and, you know, so –
I mean, yeah, we'll find out, right? Something's going right with them.
Yeah. So, yeah, they looked phenomenal last night. I mean, they were hard on the puck. They were to it quick. You know, they weren't giving the Jets any time. So.
No, and, you know, they're going to have to amp that up about 25 notches when it comes to Tampa Bay, too.
Yeah. Oh, if they can shut that two top lines down, we'll be okay. You know, if you can shut down Stamkos and Cooch, you know, then you're doing something there. So
true. That's very true.
But yeah, so I was happy to see, you know, see that they played well and everything. So
yeah, me too. I was shocked at the shutout.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, as I'm watching, all right. It's like 2 minutes left in the game. What's going to happen?
Yeah. And then Josh started talking about it. And I'm like, oh, Josh, please shut up. Shut up, Josh. You know, he never said shut out. But, you know, I know there's no, you know, oh, you're going to jinx it. Yeah, I know there's not that. But it's always nice when they don't say it, you know.
Right. I feel the same way. There's just some things you don't need to say.
Yeah. But it was a good game last night. So
yeah,
very happy with how they played, and you know, a couple of the penalties they got against them were Oh man, some of those were kitten soft, you know. The one holding call. It was like, really, he tugged on his sleeve. Come on, you know. It's like, I don't fight for the puck a little bit, you know. So
kitten soft.
Oh, it was. It was terrible. You know, and then the one where, you know, luckily they didn't call a penalty when Sagan whacked the guy in the face when he, you know, went for his shot. I thought for sure when I saw, I was like, oh, he's going to get a penalty for high sticking. And then when they replayed it, I was like, oh, the dude skated into his shot. How's he supposed to stop his stick? You know, and luckily they, you know, they didn't call it. So
maybe they thought better of it.
Well, it's in the rule book. If you hit someone on your follow through, it's not a penalty, you know.
So, right.
And that's exactly what it was. I mean, he was, you know, doing a slap shot and it was his follow through and it was, you know, midway up the stick that caught him. So, but
you just never know though, because they're flaky sometimes. Yeah.
Well, it's like the goaltender interference call. You don't know what's goaltender interference anymore, you know? It's like it's every ref, it's something different, you know.
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, I thought goaltender interference is when somebody bowled into you, you know? Yeah. And knocked you completely out of position.
Completely interfered with you or something. But it's like the other night when Marchment smacked in that puck that was right there at the goalie's feet, you know. They were looking for goaltender interference on that one, you know.
Yeah, it's almost like they knew that the refs were a little bit flaky.
Yeah.
Dare I say.
So it's just, you know, every ref calls it different. And it's so annoying that, you know, I can see if you run into the guy or you block him from getting the shot or you hit his glove or, you know, or something like that. Yes, then that's goaltender interference. But, I mean, you know, if you're just there in front of him and you slightly, you know, touch his pads or something, that's not goaltender interference.
No.
So it's just – it's crazy the way they call some of these, you know – these calls. And then, you know, some of the players that, you know, when the stick gets up and they throw their head back and it's like, okay, go back and rewind that stick didn't touch you. Stop trying to flop to get a penalty.
Some of them probably majored in theater when they were in college, dude.
Oh, something, you know,
something.
So,
well, all right. But, so they shut out Winnipeg.
Yep.
Who are they playing the next game?
Calgary.
Calgary.
It's another, Calgary? Now it's a revenge game, so. So.
That's all you got?
That's all they got on this one. It's gonna be a revenge game. So.
Do they have the revenge in them?
I think after last night, I think they'll have it in them.
See, I spent the whole part of like the third period last night going, okay, so did the offense find itself or did the defense just tighten everything up again?
Well, the defense looked better. It looked way better. It looked like it did tighten itself. They did tighten up. And the forwards were actually coming back to give a little help. So, and even Razor made that comment that, you know, the forwards were coming back to help the D-men out.
Yeah.
But
that's good.
But even then, there were still a few little lapses in offensive coverage because right there in the tail end of the third period, what's his name? He's the college kid that just came up for them. Pionk or something like that got the shot from dead center in the middle of the ice and, you know, and Jake saved it, but Robertson stopped skating. He did not take his man, which would have been that guy. And, you know, hopefully the coach comes back and goes, look, dude, you need to stay with your man, you know. So, but.
And doing what they did to us last time makes me wonder.
Yeah.
What are they going to do to mess up this time? I'm not trying to judge them, be hypercritical or whatever. But it's just like, I'm not trusting that 2-0. What was it? 2-0? It was, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Over Winnipeg. I'm not trusting that to carry over against Calgary. That's two different teams.
Yeah. Well, Calgary can score quick. They've got a couple of guys that can score quick.
True.
So, but, I mean, you know, as long as they tighten up that D, you know, and the forwards have got to come back and give some help.
You know,
it can't be just Miro and, you know, Suter and everything back there trying to handle an attack. You know, the forwards have got to come back and help.
Right.
So,
how long have we been saying that, though?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just like those two games, you know. Because, I mean, they played Vegas totally different than what they played New York.
True.
And they played Calgary totally different than what they played New York. You know, so it was just like, what the hell, you know? So.
I kind of feel like they don't play anybody the same way.
No, I mean, they kind of play every team different. I mean, you can't play every team the same. Because every team is different. But
they all have their own strengths and weaknesses. But if you compromise your strengths,
yeah,
then you're just leaving the goalie, you know, to his own devices, I guess, is the saying.
Yeah.
Like, and whoever's in net, Ottinger, Wedgwood, Matt Murray, you're going to leave him hung out to dry, and then you're going to have extremist fans going, no, he needs to be out of there.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not a one-guy sport. It's a whole team sport.
Yeah.
So, like, if you play, yeah, I think if you play like you did with Winnipeg, I think you have a chance of beating Calgary, but you got to hold on to it for longer than 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you get that lead, you can't, you know, now if you've got a 5-goal lead, then you can go and play dump and chase and, you know, set up 3 guys across, you know, the blue line and, you know, go come beat us, you know. But when you're at a 1-goal game, you know, one lucky bounce, you know, just turns the whole game around. So,
yeah. And you can stop a lot of those bounces by going to the puck.
Yeah.
Not all of them. I'm not that naive.
Well, and I mean, a couple of those goals on the Calgary, there were some of them that Jake wasn't going to stop. You know, he had, what, 2 deflections in on him. You know, when you get a deflection or, you know, somebody being sneaky across the back, you know, I don't look for those. But there was a couple of those that Jake should have had, you know, so.
They came back with a vengeance. What was it, 2-0, 3-0? And then all of a sudden, I go to do something. I might have been getting out of my chair so I could watch the game. Not in pain.
Yeah.
And it was 5-4.
Yeah.
6-4.
Well, Dallas kept getting the lead, and then they would do the same thing that cost them the lead to begin with, you know, and it was just like, okay, guys, come on, you know. So
go ahead.
Every team's gonna have that bad game, you know. And you know, just as long as they don't have too many of them, you know.
But see, you're going to have that media coverage going, well, they can play good against this and bad against that. I saw that all across Twitter or X, whatever it's called, Instagram. They always play down to the opponent. And that's why I echo it, because I don't want to see that anymore.
I don't necessarily say that they play down to too many teams. I mean, Calgary is a good team. They've just they've got to figure out how to put it together. They can't blame, you know, oh, the mean coach, you know, because they got rid of him. Now it's on the players. You got a couple of guys in there making $8, $9 million a year that are star players. Huberdeau, you know, Nazem Kadri. You know, these guys are star players. They should be the ones out there leading that team.
You know? True.
And, you know, pretty much this year, Huberdeau's been a no-show. Kadri, yeah, he's got a few goals. But, you know, they're not the Ducks, or they're, you know, not a team that's in complete rebuild mode, because most of their players are the same players that were there last year.
True.
You know? And, you know, there's a handful of players that are gone from, you know, the playoffs there a few years ago, which, I mean, when those two guys, you know, when Tkachuk left and Gaudreau left, I mean, hell, they're left 100 goals between two of them. You know, so, you know, but everybody else is pretty much the same. Markstrom is a phenomenal goalie when he's on. You know, he's a Vezina candidate goalie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not like we're, it's not like they're playing a backup that just came in from the AHL, and, you know, which granted, we've made those guys look great before, but, you know, so yeah, it's just, so I wouldn't say that they're playing down to, I'd say that they're, maybe they're not trying quite as hard. You know, they're playing a little lazy, you know, because they think that they can coast through a team. And I don't think there's any team in the league that you can coast through.
You know? No.
I mean, what was it the other night? I think it was, who was it? You know, the Oilers last night beat the Golden Knights.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Blackhawks beat the Kraken. You know, the Kraken is supposed was, you know, they looked to be pretty much untouchable the year before, you know. But I think Boston the other night, they took a butt whooping. Yeah, they took a butt whooping from the Columbus Blue Jackets. 5-2.
That was a butt whooping. Holy cow.
You know, so, you know, and that's, I don't know who was in goal that night. Let's see who was in goal. Oh, that was Allmark that was in goal, you know, Mr. Vezina last year, you know.
Wait a minute, there's cracks in the armor, uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, they rotated both goalies in, and they both gave up two, so, you know. Who would have
what it is.
So, but, you know, it just, you know, it seems like, you know, any given night, someone can be beat, you know.
True.
So, you know, I just think that they've got to get the mentality in their head. They've got to play hard every night.
Yes.
So.
I fully agree. I think that's what they're missing. And, you know, when he says, when DeBora says they haven't played a complete 60-minute game, you know, he's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like they go for what? A period and a half or maybe two periods, and then if they get a good lead, there's no killer instinct at all.
Yeah. Well, and I like DeBoer saying that.
Yeah.
Because Bones would kind of beat around the bush about it. Hitchcock would beat around the bush about it. Hitchcock 2.0, you know, his return, whatever you want to call that. So
Hitchcock 2.0.
Yeah.
Hitchcock part two.
Yeah. I wasn't happy. The only thing that he did good here with is he made Tyler a 200-foot player. That's the only thing that he did good that I liked. You know. So
I mean, he was a big offensive threat. So that is something.
Yeah. And now he's playing a more offensive, and he's playing defense now, you know. And he has been since, you know, Hitch came in for that 1 year.
Yeah. You know,
so, you know, he taught him to be a 200-foot player. not
they
just
said it couldn't be done.
Not just run down and score and then be, you know, a no-show everywhere else. So, but yeah, I like DeBoer, you know, coming out and saying, yeah, we haven't played a, you know, a full game. And last night looked like the closest thing to a full, you know, 60-minute game. I mean, the Vegas one looked really, really good because they played Vegas hard. You know, Vegas just got that lucky shot there at the end that, you know, Eichel he did whiff on it, but the puck just slid across and Jake had already committed to going down and, you know, just barely got it over his arm, but, you know, was enough to get it over him. So,
yeah, I mean, just enough.
Yeah. It's just enough, or it's, you know, going through the back of the net. It's, you know, still counts all the same. So, yeah. But.
Well, how do they beat the Flames then? Talk me out of this.
I think they've got to play just like they did last night. They've got to be hard on them. Can't give them any space, you know. And whoever's in net they've got to be on point.
Fully agree, actually.
You know, and which, like I said, Wedgwood's been playing really well. So if it's Wedge that goes against them, you know, because I can't see them starting. I think they'd want to give Jake, you know, that day off, you know, and get ready for the Lightning. So
might be smart.
You know, now I've been wrong before. I didn't think Jake would go back to back on this, you know, this one series. So,
I mean, who knows? We don't know. Well, I'm not going to know until I see the email, but you know,
wow,
it really shouldn't matter.
Do they email you and tell you who's playing?
I get emails from the owner of the network.
Oh, okay. It's like, wow, you're special. They give you emails.
I mean, I have access to the media thing.
Okay. See, holding out on me here.
Well, I mean, yeah, I shouldn't. You're right, because you're a co-host.
So, no, I'm good with that. I got too much other the stuff going on. Censor myself right quick.
I heard that. Nice going.
Yeah. So
we're a family show here, Weldon.
Yes, we're a family show.
We
can't talk about Corey Perry and Patrick Kane. So.
Oh my God, dude. Okay. They still don't need Patrick Kane. They don't need Jonathan Toews. They don't need anybody. The Stars are fine.
Well, they're not getting Patrick Kane because he's going to Detroit.
And Detroit's still going to suck. I'll say it.
Hey, they're third in their conference right now.
Right now.
They're 6 points out of first place. They're 3 points out of second place. So
I mean, for now.
Yeah, for now. And they've won three in a row. Hey, that's saying something for them.
Considering we just lost two in a row, right?
They're ahead of Toronto, which is a good thing.
I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole.
So,
going to back away from that. I really want to say something, but I'm going to.
Yeah, Toronto. I don't think Toronto should have won that game last night. I heard something about a double tap, and I was like, what? I was like, who double tapped who? And I was like, no, I'm thinking the wrong kind of double tap. So don't get
ow.
So yeah, they were talking about it on the radio today, and I had to go and look up, try to figure out what the rule was. So evidently he tapped the puck twice or so. I don't know. I've never seen that called. So
dang. All right. That's new to me too.
Yeah. So,
I mean, that's not something you'll see the Stars do anyway. Aha.
Well, hopefully we don't go to a lot of shootouts.
Oh, geez. Oh, no. Anything but the shootouts.
Which we've done pretty good in our shootouts so far this year. You know, I think we're what, 1-1? So,
yeah, we haven't had 10 of them yet. That's a
plus. No, we haven't had 10 of them yet. So, if if we can win it, you know, in the regular game, I'm good.
See. Okay. Whoa, I just hissed like a snake. Hearing that, I messed myself up something fierce. Hearing that makes me realize maybe they do kind of have a killer instinct because, well, they haven't played for overtime.
Yep.
Except for maybe, what, twice?
Yep.
Vegas and Vegas? No, there was somebody else, too.
There was somebody else, and we won the first one. Well, it has to have been three because we've had two overtime losses.
Yeah.
Because
Vegas was one.
We lost to Vegas. I don't remember who the other one was. I think the other one was in a shootout.
You're right. Nope, not going to stress over it because, well, that's their job for one. And maybe, maybe they do have a little bit of a killer instinct. Because last year, I think it was about this time, they were almost in double digits, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we had a lot of overtimes last year.
There was like at least six of them by this point.
Let's see. They beat Arizona in overtime. Yeah, they scored in overtime on that one. I don't remember who it was. Because Boston was, maybe it was Boston. Nope, Boston beat us in regular time. I don't remember who it was.
I don't remember either. I remember it being somebody that I thought maybe it shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you. I mean, whatever. Point is, if they can just play a complete game, yeah, that'd be fine. And, I mean, Calgary, revenge. Why not? I mean, it seemed like they were locked down against Winnipeg.
Yeah, they were very much locked into Winnipeg. And Winnipeg's got a fast team. I mean, they got some good young players. So,
yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know how you beat Calgary besides park a bus in front of homeboy in net.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
I think they can still beat them. Jake has slipped a little bit in his standings.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
How does he compare in net?
Well, I mean, he's still 9 wins, 4 losses, 253, and .916. So
916 is not bad.
But he was up at high 9.2s, but then he took that pounding against, Calgary the other night.
How do you stop that besides take the puck from him, though?
Like we said, the forwards have got to come back and help, and they've got to eliminate those damn two-on-ones and everything. So,
yeah, that's Calgary can, from what I saw, man, it put the fear of, I don't want to say the fear of God, but the fear of the hockey gods in me. Like it made me see that if Dallas isn't ready, Calgary can skate circles around them.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that they skate circles around us, but they've got some players that can play, you know.
Yeah.
Like everybody said, they're paid to play too. So, you know.
But a lot of the same people that were in the series against the Stars
are still
a year or so ago, still there.
Yep. So they're a good team. It's it's not like they're a crap team that's at the bottom of the league and. You know, so
yes, expect some competition.
Oh yeah,
I love having Weldon on the show. He talks me off the ledge.
You can't worry about everything.
I know, but I want to make sure I'm tuning into a good game, you know. I don't want to see a 7-0 loss.
Oh, it'll be a good game. I just what? Let's see. What time is that game? Good Lord, I hope it's not 9:30. That's 8 o'clock. Okay.
8 o'clock?
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock game.
God, that means that's, what, 11?
That's 7 for them. So yeah, that'll be around 11 o'clock for us.
Ish, give or take. Yeah.
Glad I have an easy day on Friday.
You're doing a kid thing?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, nothing about kids is easy. I'm sorry.
No, it's high school, so it won't be too bad.
That's cool. See, I just got asked the other day when I saw my great nephew. I got asked what it was like when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Oh, nice. What'd you
tell him? I was like, I don't know. I've only seen Jurassic Park. But this little 4-year-old, he was like, so what was it like when dinosaurs were walking? I'm like, wow.
I don't know. Go ask Grandpa.
Oh.
He got to ride them.
Wait a minute. Would that be my niece's dad or would that be my dad? Whoa. Yeah,
it could be your dad.
Oh, he's trying to get me in trouble. Oh, boy.
No.
That's awesome. I don't know. I'm excited, but I'm nervous because you have Calgary and you have Tampa. And I fear also that they might be overlooking Calgary and focused on Tampa.
No, I think after the butt whooping they took the other night, I don't think they're going to overlook Calgary. They'll focus on Tampa, but I don't think they're going to overlook Calgary, knowing what happened to them the other night. So,
I don't know. They got to conserve some sort of energy because they have Tampa. Mm-hmm. Is that so?
Well, on the betting odds, we're 81% to win. If that helps.
I don't know. With who? Calgary?
Yep. I don't know if you're a betting man, but, you know.
See, the betting odds is exactly why I wouldn't count on it.
Well, let's see what our odds are against Tampa.
Slim to none.
The Stars are 72% to win.
What? How bad is Tampa?
Well, they're obviously not that bad considering Kucherov is leading the league in points and everything.
Bro, you're going to have to tell me something that's new. Is Kucherov leading the league is not news.
No. Let's see. Where are they in the standings? They're middle of the pack in the standings. 23 games, they've won, they're 10-8. Now, okay, so you talked about us being bad in overtime. Mm-hmm. They've lost 5 in overtime.
Already?
Already.
No kidding.
They're kind of like the New York Islanders that have lost 6. You know, so I don't feel so bad that we've only lost 2.
No, that's like, I mean... That's a lot.
Yeah.
And well, this early in the season, it's a lot. Heck, look how we did last year. 5 turned into 15 real quick.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this though. Was Winnipeg any indication that they are buckled down and ready to rock and they can go through Calgary and Tampa?
I think they stand a good chance against both of them. You know, Tampa's not the same team that they were a few years ago. You know, they've lost a lot of people. You know, I mean, they're still continuing to win, even though that they've lost all these people and, you know, they really don't have any draft picks because they've traded them all away. But, you know, they've still got good players, but, you know, they're not playing Tampa style, you know, hockey anymore. I mean, you know, of course they, you know, I think a lot of the losses that maybe that they've taken this year, you know, being 10-8, that could be without being, you know, not having their number one goalie.
Yeah, true. Know?
So, you know, you can chalk that up to, you know, okay, they're going to start climbing the ladder, you know, because the Atlantic Division, other than Ottawa, which sits at the bottom, Montreal sits with 20 points. Boston sits with 31. So, I mean, there's, you know, you're talking 11 points, you know, and Boston's only 14-4 right now on, you know, in 21 games. You know, they've lost three in a row, you know. So, you know, there could be a lot of jockeying for position before Christmas, you know. Because they always say, oh, if you're in a playoff spot at Christmas, you know, oh, you're a shoe to make the playoffs. I don't always buy into that. Because if you lose your goalie, you know, or you lose a key forward or defenseman or something like that, yeah, you can start falling through the floor really quick.
True.
So, you know, so Tampa could start making their push. But, I mean, you know, they've lost two in a row right now, so.
Okay, so that gives me hope.
They play the Penguins before they play us. So, you know. And they have to travel. So that's that's always a bonus, but you know. I don't know how well they've played on the road. So.
Well, what about Calgary? How have they been doing lately?
Let's see.
Are they on any streak that I need to be concerned about?
Well, they've won one in a row. Yep, they've won one in a row. LA's the hot team in the Pacific right now. They've won five in a row. So, and they're still in third place.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Vegas has got a little nice little commanding lead. You know, but it's shrinking up very quickly.
Yeah, you know, they've been falling too.
Yeah, Vegas has lost three in a row. Vegas is setting at 32 points. Vancouver's right behind them with 31, and LA's right behind them with 29. Then Calgary is setting at 21.
Holy moly, dude.
So they've, out of 22 games, they've won 9, lost 10, lost 3 in a row, or lost 3 overtimes. So.
Wow.
Seattle's the crappy team right now at overtime. They've lost 5, too. So.
Holy cow.
So I'm good with us only having 2, and we're setting at 28 points out of, you know, so. When we played, you know, 20 games so far. So we're at almost a quarter of the way through the season.
Dude, a quarter of the way already, and I didn't even realize.
And we're
how?
Yeah. A lot of games in November.
True. True. Maybe they'll get a little bit of a break soon.
Not really.
Yeah.
Considering that what was five out of six games are on the road that they're getting ready to go into. So.
Well, see, you say that knowing how good they are on the road lately.
Yeah.
I just kind of shrug that off.
Well, they go and start that East Coast tour because they've got the Lightning on Saturday. At home. And then we have the Lightning on Monday in Tampa.
Oof.
Then we go right up the road and play Florida. And then we head up to Washington, play them, and then come back home for 2-3 games. And it's playing Vegas, the Red Wings, and Ottawa.
Holy moly.
So maybe we'll get to see Patrick Kane on the 11th. And pray that he doesn't torch us like he normally does. Because I will blast every person on Facebook that, you know, sit there and said, oh, we don't need him. He's washed up. Considering he only took $2.75 million for a year. That's a bargain.
That's a steal.
Yep.
Homeboy's sitting there in the dollar bin at the freaking thrift store, dude.
Exactly.
Holy
cow. You know, now granted, Dallas did not have $2.75 million to spend. I think we were at like around $700,000. So we'd had to borrow some money from somebody, you know. Go down to Golden Pond and, you know, somebody needs to, you know, take off your gold chains and let's get another player.
What's your thoughts, by the way, on Bishell or whatever his name is going back to Sweden?
I don't know. I mean, someone said it was in, was written into his contract. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, you know, if maybe he feels, you know, on his own that he still needs a little more work before he's ready for this level of play, you know.
I hope that's all it is.
So.
Because I heard you get hyped up about him, then I started to get hyped up about him, and it's just like, now he's gone. Great. Now what?
Well, from what I've read, he's supposed to be back in the spring.
Oh, okay.
He's supposed to go over there and play. Maybe he's not getting enough play time. Maybe that's, you know, that could be a problem too. I don't follow him. That would be a question for your friend down in Round Rock. You know, how many games does he start? You know, is he playing all the time? Or is he, you know, kind of being like Delandria, being rotated in and out? So
that's killing me too. I'd rather see Delandria in.
What? But you were so high on Steele and Smith coming in.
I mean, yeah, still am. But I feel like Delandria brings something else.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what it is. Maybe it's grit.
I think he brings a little more grit in than the other two.
So. Yeah, I mean,
but
the
if,
only thing I know, Sam.
But if you've got the other two that are scoring, you know, then you got to look at, okay, we need scoring over possibly getting penalties, because I think he's, you know, he's gotten a handful of penalties this year, you know, so, you know, I don't know, you know, maybe that could be it.
I don't know. There are points, though, where I could have told you, man, they need to get tougher.
Because, I mean, right now he's only got one assist.
One assist? Delandria?
Yep. Oh. He has one assist.
God, it's a good thing I didn't write about him. Write about him. Tongue-tied.
So, I mean, even in 22, he only had, you know, 9 goals, 19 assists. You know, but I think he needs to, for him to be better, he needs to play up with, you know, like when he was playing with Jamie, you know, but, you know, now you're not going to bust that group up with Wyatt and Dodonov, you know, to move him in. So, you know, and he's not going to touch that third line with, you know, with Marchment and Duchesne and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, fourth line is really the only place he's got to play.
So, somebody on that fourth line is going to get traded.
Yeah, very well could be.
I feel like that line is backlogged.
Well, we've got too many forwards up. Plain and simple. But you can't try to run any of those guys down because they would immediately get picked up.
Oh, yeah.
So.
How long is that?
He's going to have to do exactly what, you know, Kiviranta did, you know, last year, or doing what Hanley's doing right now. He's, you know, bide your time, but be ready to go when they say, okay, you're going to play tonight, you know, and go out there and make yourself noticed. So.
Oh, well, when you say that, it sounds like a luxury that we have them all down there, because you can plug and play and yep. then just keep rolling.
So, you know, and eventually someone's going to get hurt. You know, I don't think we're going to be able to do what we did last year where, you know, hardly anyone got hurt. You know,
that'd be a blessing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's definitely a blessing, but I mean, we're biding our time. I mean, I think we got really, really lucky last year.
Yeah.
You know, so, but you know, any,
we can hope it happens.
Yeah. I mean, whoever, you know, the few times that we did have a player get hurt, you know, Kivi came in and played really well, or, you know, cause Delandre was in the lineup a lot more last year.
Mm-hmm. He was, so,
You know, so I just, you know, it's going to happen eventually. Someone's going to get hurt, but you know, he's just got to bide his time and be ready to go when he gets the call to go in. So,
and yeah, I mean, when that does happen, dang, is that a blessing?
Yeah. Because, I mean, I think he plays well against the teams that are a little more physical, you know, which he could very well get time to against Calgary. Because I think he played against Calgary, didn't he?
I think so, yes, sir.
So.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Calgary. Yeah, he did play against Calgary. So, you know, now granted he was -3 that night, but I mean, we all know that, you know, we all know that that's a BS stat. So, you know.
Is it really good for anything? Come on.
Because, I mean, I think the Calgary game, I think Miro was -4. You know, I think that's what the slamming and breaking of the stick caused. Yeah, I don't know if you caught that on TV. If you saw that of him of Miro smashing his stick against the goalpost,
I thought it took a lot for that young man to get angry. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he got a little pissed off.
Wow.
But I mean that just shows he's got a little fire in him, and you know, and last night, I mean, he played pretty locked down. He wasn't letting his man get away from him, or you know, or anything. So you know, that's what we got to have out of our number one defenseman.
True.
It's like I argued with some guy the other day about, you know, the difference between him and Makar, and I was like, well, I said, you got to remember when Miro came in, who was our number one defenseman at that time?
I don't remember.
It was Klinger.
Oh yeah, it was.
And remember, Klinger was scoring all those points and everything, and what did everyone in Dallas gripe about? Oh, he's not playing defense. They should move him to forward. He's just a glorified forward.
Yep.
You know,
I remember that now, yeah.
And, you know, they did the same thing to Daly when Daly was here. You know, I was like, if you want a defenseman, I would take Miro hands down over Makar any day of the week. Now, if I want a guy that's going to be able to score from anywhere, I would probably take Makar. Because he is a flashier defenseman, you know. But he's also got, what is Makar's partner? Taves, that's his partner to cover up his, you know, when he gets caught, and someone has to play defense, you know?
Right.
Kind of like when you had, you know, Klinger and Essa together. Essa's always been the anchor, you know, that's played the defense. You know, he's not a flashy guy. He, you know, only scores a handful of goals a year for us. So scores a lot against us, but, you know, that's another story. So turn your skates.
Yes, please.
Get out of the way. You know, so
there's got to be a nice little balance of offense and defense, really. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, that's, you know, Miro is probably one of the best defensemen at playing defenseman. And that's why there was an article on one of the hockey pages that they were saying that more and more players are starting to say, we need an award for defensive-minded defensemen. There's already, you know, they've got the Selke that's, you know, that's for the defensive forward, but not for the actual defenseman.
If only you could see the face I'm making right now.
Yeah.
You already know what's coming, huh?
Yeah. Because, you know, Erik Karlsson, yes, he is a phenomenal defenseman at scoring. He can't play defense to save his butt.
That's the thing, though. You can't have one without the other, or you don't have a complete player.
Yep. Or you have a partner that covers your butt. Because when Karlsson was in Ottawa, Mark Mathot was his cover.
Yep.
And Mathot was a hell of a defenseman. I wish he wouldn't have gotten hurt, you know, here, and either I think it was in his knees that basically just went out on him.
I wondered what happened to him. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it was his knees that ended up putting him on the shelf. And an incredibly nice guy. Met him several times at practice and, you know, just nicest guy to the kids and, you know, and even the adults. They've always, you know, an offensive-minded defenseman's always got to have a guy to cover his butt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Roman Josi he's a hybrid. He can score, but he can play defense like nobody's business.
That's somebody we need.
I would love to have him, but I don't think we could ever afford him.
No. Not without selling Cedar Park right along with whatever else.
Yeah, you would be getting rid of a few top guys to, you know, to get someone like him.
So. Bork and Stankoven.
Yeah.
Among a few. Man.
Ooh, and I didn't realize he was a Swede.
Who's that?
Josi.
I didn't realize it was either. Thought he had a cool name though.
Yeah. I mean, he's not doing all that great this year. I take that back. I'm looking at the wrong stat. He's got 4 goals this year, so not too bad. He's got 16 points. So
there you go. He's making plays.
Lots of assists. He's got 16 assists or 12 assists. I'm sorry. So,
He's making plays. There you go.
There's those certain guys that, you know, they can play and they can score, you know, but not very many of them. I mean, it's either one or the other, you know. So.
That's what seems to work best for Dallas, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even Nils now, you can kind of see he's kind of a hybrid at that. He likes to shoot. You know, and I like that in a defense. I like a guy that likes to shoot. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's just, you know, cranking one in and, you know, and looking for rebounds or, you know, so.
Well, yeah, because if you have a defenseman like that, then it adds another dimension.
Mm-hmm.
It adds another wrinkle. You know, he's got the cojones to go start the play.
Yeah.
Everybody else can just jump right in. Boom.
Yeah, I mean, he's already got, you know, Nils has already got 7 assists this year. I thought he had a goal, but maybe that was the preseason he got a goal.
Man's making it happen. That's good.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think he's kind of starting to figure the game out a little better. He's, you know, he's not making as many mistakes, you know, kind of as he did last year, you know, at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the only way to eliminate mistakes is to get out there and fix them, really.
Yeah.
Learn.
You know, you can make a mistake, but did you learn, you know, when the coaches go back and show it to you, okay, can you learn from that mistake and can you not make it again? You know, that's, you know, that's the biggest part of it. So,
yeah. I mean, that gives me hope for him, honestly, because, you know, there was times where I was looking at him going, do we need him up here? For freaking, I'll confess to you, because you're one of my best friends, I was looking at going, can we trade him for Dumba? Just as an example. You know, somebody off the wall like that, because I thought maybe the hard-nosed guy. No. That's not how it works. Just let him do his thing. Let him find himself.
Yeah, let him find himself and, you know.
Let him rock with it.
Let's see. So Dumba has a whole whopping 4 points. And he's minus
4 points.
4 points. But he's got 2 goals, 2 assists. So,
well, at least they're even.
Yeah. But he's minus 8. So, you know, he's been on the ice for a lot of goals. So, but I mean, that guy's never been a big scorer. I mean, you know, his biggest year was, you know, 2017 when he had 50 points. Everything else, he's in the mid 20s. So, wow. You know, which is average for, you know, a defenseman, you know. So,
yeah, but would you take him over Nils?
No. Even though Dumba's a bigger hitter, it's the age factor. I think there's more upside to Nils than there is on Dumba. Dumba takes a lot of penalties. You know.
That wouldn't be good if you're struggling on the power play either.
No. And, you know, the power play is trying to fix itself. You know. It seems like away from AAC, they're better than they are when they're at home. You know.
They've been that way for years, though.
Well, not on the power play. I mean, last year, I mean, geez, we got on the power play, and usually within, you know, about 45 seconds, we were burying one. They've got to get back to that. You know?
Yeah, true.
So, but now they've got 2 dangerous power plays, you know, where last year we only had one. You know, Duchesne made a huge impact on that second power play.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I think he's changed the landscape of this team.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's crazy.
And I really hope that, you know, they can do, you know, do something magic with the numbers. And, you know, I don't know who comes off the books this year.
We can look that up.
Yeah.
Might be a good show for topic for the next show.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, I hope that they can work some magic. And, you know, even if it's, you know, 2 years, you know, or even if it's a year-to-year deal, just like what they're doing with Pavs, you know.
That'd be nice.
You know, because who's to say if, you know, if for, you know, some god-awful reason, you know, Dallas hit a bad run or something and they're not in the playoffs, you know, those are trade pieces you can use, you know. So
I just made this really bad face at you. Don't trade him.
Let's see. Let's see who is on the blocks this year. Let's see. So Pavelski is on one. Duchesne's on one. Craig Smith, Delandria, and Steele. Those are the only ones that are on that would expire this year. So Duchesne is an unrestricted free agent, so they would have to end up offering him beforehand. Craig Smith is unrestricted. Delandria is a restricted free agent, so he'll get an offer this year. But, I mean, let's see, what is he making? He's only making $900,000. So, I mean, they can bump him a little bit, and I'm sure he would be happy. And then Sam Steele. So, hell, Sam Steele's only making $850,000. So,
he's making less than Delandria?
Yep.
Whoa.
And he's a restricted free agent. So, they can offer him to, you know, to keep him. Or they can send him packing.
I mean, yeah, that's a wait and see till the end of the season deal.
Yeah.
That'd be fun to talk about, though, because I like looking at the number thing. So, hey.
Yep. Harley will be a restricted free agent, so he'll get an offer. Nils is a restricted free agent. Hockenpah is an unrestricted free agent. Out of the defense, I could see them not bringing Hockenpah back.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about Hockenpah?
Well, I mean, one, he's 31, so, I mean, he's getting older. And if there's somebody down, you know, in Cedar Park that could be brought up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you've got Miro at 6 more years. You've got Essa for 2. See, you've got Essa and Suter and Hanley all go off the books in 2 years. Essa, yeah. I could see him keeping, you know, because he'll be 31 when he comes off the books. And he's making 5.8. Hanley at that time will be 34, and his last year he'll be making 24-25, he'll be making $787,000. Wow. So I mean he gave us a very friendly deal, you know. So Kasuter will be a unrestricted, probably a retiree. At 24 or 25, 26. Come on.
I mean, and you know, here's the thing. You're going to find out how much you really miss him when he's gone, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, you know, especially all the people that dog him, you know. Oh, he's slow. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't play hard. He's still putting up almost the same amount of minutes that Miro puts up.
That's crazy.
And that man's doing it at 38 years old. Miro is 24.
Oof. Oh, boy. Yeah.
You know? So if when Suter leaves, Essa would be the old man on the squad if they didn't bring back Hockenpah.
That's wild.
Because everyone else, Miro's 24, Essa's 29, Suter's 38, Hockenpah's 31, and then you've got Nils, 23, Harley at 22, now Hanley's 32, which for some reason I did not think he was that old.
But,
so.
Well. All right. So the next couple of years of this show will be fun then, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Well, so what are your gut feelings on Calgary? Like, just bold and straight to the point. What are you feeling?
I think it's going to be a lockdown game. They're going to lock Calgary down, and it's going to be a low scoring game. 3-1, one way or another.
3-1, one way or the other? Really?
I think it's going to be a low scoring game.
Wow, that is low, especially for what Calgary did to us last time.
But I think that's going to kind of piss them off, what Calgary did to us.
I hope so.
You know,
I really do, because I don't feel like they realize who they are yet, if that makes any sense.
Because you figure when we went in there and beat them the first time, we beat them 4-3.
Right.
You know, we beat Edmonton the very next night, 4-3. So I think they're going to play a little pissed off.
What if that's the killer instinct that they've been missing? Just play a little angry.
Yeah, could be. As long as they don't play angry enough to get the, you know, the penalties.
Yeah, that becomes a liability at that point. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, well. All right, how about Tampa? What you got for them?
Either way, Tampa's going to be a low-scoring game. Because you're going to have two of the best goalies in the world, one older, one the new cat on the block, you know. So
I think they're going to come in and blow our doors off, and I hate to say it.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Play,
no, I don't think so.
I hope not.
They're going to have to shut Kucherov down. You know, that they're going to have to do.
But see, no, because wait, is Killorn still even on that team?
No.
No, he's not. That's right. There was somebody else I was afraid of when they were in the Stanley Cup finals against us. I don't remember who it is now.
Let's see.
But I knew if they would shut down Kucherov, this other guy, whoever it is, my gosh. Stamkos.
Yeah.
Stamkos was the guy that was eating at me and eating at me. Golly.
But even right now, Stamkos has only got 23 points. He's only got 9 goals so far this year.
Only. That man's going to heat up and he's going to blow everybody's doors off too.
He hasn't scored since, let's see, right before Thanksgiving is the last time he scored. So he's on a little drought.
That hadn't 21. Been that long.
No. So.
Well, okay. But, so playing a little angry, is that your key to win? Or
I think so. I think that they're, you know, even listening to the interviews from that night, they were kind of hot about how they played. You know, they knew they screwed up. So
I mean, if they can live up to it, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, what else you got for me? Anything?
I think that's about it. We'll see how tomorrow night goes, and you know, and then we'll see how Saturday goes for both my games. You know, we'll see if we can make it. What, 3 times this year that the Stars have won on the same day that Texas has won. You know,
we'll see.
You know, the only game that they haven't won on when Dallas was playing on a Saturday was, you know, against Oklahoma. So That was fun, but Texas didn't. So
they can't ever get that all straight, can they?
I think they've done it a bunch this year. Where both teams have won. I've had a good Saturday afternoon. So,
you know. Yeah, but see, Sunday's got to be good for me too. But in this case, it'd be tomorrow.
I don't care about Sunday. You know.
Did you just gag at me?
I was almost throwing up, you know. But you know, they're still not beating teams with a winning record yet. They haven't done that all season.
Don't give me that nonsense.
You can beat high school teams. That's great. You can look like all-star quarterbacks against high school teams.
Don't give me that nonsense.
It's like, don't give me the best players in the world playing the NFL.
They can't help what their schedule is, dude. Come on.
Some of them play in Canada.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I hope y'all listening got a good kick out of that. Because, you know, as soon as I get off the mic, this man's going to hear about it. I'm kidding.
Yeah, whatever.
I freaking love you, dude. Thanks for taking the time to do this, man.
Oh, it's always fun. It's always fun to give you a little bit of hard time, you know.
I would argue that maybe the listeners might get a kick out of it too.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure there's some cowboy haters out there too that, you know.
Oh, you're gonna bring the Cowboys back into it? Come on now.
Love me giving you a hard time about them. So. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to end that right there because, yeah, I'm just going to go cry in a corner. Not.
Well, you know, at least you don't have a cowboy blanket to cry into, you know. You've got the Stars blanket that I made sure that you had.
I love that thing, by the way. What are we, 2 years later?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, I've got friends that's had them for 10 years now and they're still lasting. So,
man, I it's an every night thing. I love this thing.
I make a great product. So
yes, you do. And if you want to plug it, go plug ahead.
Myself, it's yes. When it's cold in the house, man, I've got either my UT blanket on or my Stars blanket, depending on who's playing that night.
Man, that's a true fan there.
Oh yeah. I've got probably 10 blankets around my house that I've made. It's like, ooh, I really like that one. Yeah, I'm keeping that one for myself. So,
ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to start bugging you again. Hey.
Well, you know, got some Ranger ones in there. You know, I can't get rid of these Astro ones, you know. I keep trying to, you know, sell them off to my friends that are down south that love the Astros and they're all too cheap to buy them. So,
I mean, maybe you could talk my friend that also hosts the show with me. Maybe you can talk him into one. You never know.
Oh, is he an Astros fan?
Yeah, he's all about Houston.
Oh, cool.
And he has been since I've known him. Oilers fan, now a Titans and Texans fan, Astros. Okay, cool. Yeah.
I got some Titans stuff.
I'll have to send him your way, maybe, if he's interested. It'd be cool to have you both on the show at the same time.
Yeah, we need to try to figure that out to do that. I'd love to do that.
He's free on Mondays, if you can work that in at some point.
Okay, yeah.
So, but yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun to do.
It would be. Like, he's been in my life since I was about 5.
So, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. The dude means a lot to me, as you do. So
yeah, I listen to the other shows and everything, and he's always got some good points. So
can you believe I got him back into hockey?
Really?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
That's cool.
He sounds like he knows his stuff when you talk or when you listen to him, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing all right.
So.
All right, man. Well, I'm not gonna hog up any more of your time. Thank you again for coming on.
Not a problem.
If you're free again, let me know and we'll hop on again.
Yep.
And in the meantime, thank you, BS3. Thank you again, Weldon. And we're out of here. Go Stars.
All right. Go Stars. See you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a good one, man.
You too. Bye.